Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Previously, we discussed the name of Allah, Al-Halim, the being who is extremely forbearing. And we explained that Allah does not hasten to punish His servants, even though He watches His servants as they disbelieve in Him, as they disobey Him. He gives them respite. Even though the mountains and the earth, the oceans, they daily request permission from Allah to destroy the sinners. But because Allah is Halim, Allah does not give that permission. It's not because Allah does not have full power over them, or that Allah is not aware of what the servants are doing, or that He needs something from these servants in return. No, Allah is free of all of that. As humans, we sometimes need something from someone. That's why we're forbearing and we're tolerant, or we're not aware, or we have no power. They are more powerful, more affluent, more senior to us. Allah has the knowledge, Allah has the power, Allah has no need. Yet just purely by His nature, being Al-Halim, His quality, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants respite, and Allah grants time for people to repent. And Allah Himself says, وَلَوْ يُؤَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ذَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَبَّ. If Allah were to punish men for what they had earned, there wouldn't be a living creature left on earth. And that's why the angels would praise Allah with the words, Subhanaka ala hilmika ba'da ilmik, that we glorify You because of Your tolerance despite Your knowledge. You have knowledge of the wrongdoings of Your servants, yet You are tolerant. Subhanaka ala afwika ba'da qudratik, we glorify You because of Your forgiveness despite Your ability. You have the ability to punish, yet You don't punish immediately. Today, we discuss the name of Allah, Al-Azim, the most exalted and mighty. Allah's status far exceeds the reach of a person's intelligence. Allah is the absolute exalted and supreme being. He is mighty in His being, in His dhat. He is mighty in all of His names. He is mighty in all of His qualities. It's not in any way possible for Allah's mightiness and His exalted nature to be lessened. If you look at a human, the Azimul Qawm, the person in charge of a community or of a nation, they want for no one to challenge them, for no one to in any way undermine them or weaken them, but it's not possible. Eventually, someone will challenge you and get away with it. Over a period of time, you weaken. When you finally lose your kingdom, you lose all the honor, all the grandeur, all the respect. At times, you end up being killed. At times, you languish in prison. You spend the rest of your days depressed. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's grandeur and greatness is free from time and place. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. He is lofty, He is most exalted. He is the only one who is azim, who qualifies for this title, because His exaltedness and majesty is definite. It's not based on somebody else's praise or somebody else's obedience. Allah's greatness is not dependent on our worshipping Him or our praising Him. Allah Himself says in the Quran in Surah Nuh, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What is it with you that you do not fear the grandeur of Allah? Fearing the grandeur of Allah means, first and foremost, we should not associate partners with Allah. Secondly, it also means, when it comes to love, respect and obedience, we should not give preference to others over Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If we look at this universe, which highlights to us the grandeur and the exalted nature of Allah Al-Azim, there are more than billions of stars, uncountable galaxies, and they're all continuously in motion. Yet there's perfect harmony. The earth moves at the speed of, they say, 1,670 kilometers per hour. Now, the fastest bullet is 1,800 kilometers per hour. The earth moves around the sun at a speed of 108,000 kilometers per hour. That's 60 times faster than a bullet. The Milky Way, around the Milky Way, the earth moves at the pace of 720,000 kilometers per hour. The Milky Way itself, in which there are 700 billion stars, moves at the pace of 950,000 kilometers per hour. Subhanallah. Look at the grandeur and the greatness of Allah, Al-Azim. Allah Himself says in Surah Al-Mulk, الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. Allah is the being who created the seven heavens in layer. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. You will not find any disharmony in the creation of Ar-Rahman. فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ. Allah challenges us. Look again. هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُتُورٍ. Do you see any cracks, any fissures? ثم رجع البصر كرتين. Continue looking. ينقلب إليك البصر. Your gaze will return to you. خاسئا وهو حسير. Unsuccessful and exhausted. You won't find a fault in the system of Allah. Think of how the baby develops in the womb of the mother. At that time, in all of that darkness, who would say that this baby is destined to become a president or a king or a doctor? The newborn baby is made up of trillions of cells. Each cell is like a brick, which can only be seen by a microscope. And these trillions of cells come from one cell. When the fluid of the mother and the father meets, think of the organs in the body and how all of that is created with its unique functions. And the examples are countless, and we can go on. But the lesson is Allah is Al-Azim. Allah is the most exalted and mighty.